Breaking news, emergency podcast addendum. Still with 160 days to go in the Vancouver municipal election. Patrick, you've heard that.
So I'm hearing reports that Vision has walked out of the negotiations for the VDLC to break down who gets how many spots. I don't know why, and I don't know what the reasoning is, but I'm told that they've walked out.
Vision, so we were wrong.
Well, Vision's sitting on a ton of money left over from the by-election. We know this. We know they raised, from their reports, over $1 million in that by-election they ran Diego Cardona and spent like a couple thousand. They did not spend much.
They have so much money in the bank. No one else has any money. The NPA is got no money. And about
They're pissing their donors off.
And they're pissing their donors off. And they're splitting apart. One city has a lot of good intentions, but not a lot of experience, not a lot of money, not a lot of name recognition. And the Greens don't have enough named people to run or the infrastructure in place. I could see why Vision could say they can go it alone.
They maybe just ran the numbers. Someone in the back room was feeling really confident. And maybe if this Ian Campbell thing works out, we'll have our fourth Mayor Campbell.
That's true, actually. I hadn't thought about
Unrelated to the other Campbells.
No, None of whom were related to each other.
I feel like if, the secret laws of Vancouver politics apply, this is one of those things where you can just sneak in through the Scottish name rules.
Well, and one of the things with this many people running for mayor, you can be mayor of Vancouver if you can muster 20-25% of the vote.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Basically, at this point.
More than a few dozen, but a few thousand people, get them together, you're in the mayor's hall.
Well, and it's also curious, too, because, Vision's been involved in these negotiations all throughout. They've now had, I think, 5 days total of negotiations, and they waited until, yesterday or today to walk out of them. It leaves everybody scrambling right when Vision's about to announce a mayoral nominee tomorrow.
Well, we know Cope did not want Vision at that table, and I don't think True. Cope had the leverage to get them out.
No.
But it makes a deal between Cope, One City, and the Greens, and Team Jean.
And now how many candidates do they run? Like, if Vision is going to run with, like, seven candidates, let's say Vision runs six or seven candidates, does Cope, One City, Greens, and Swan Gene Machine, do they decide to run a combined six or seven?
The Swan Genes.
And then that overlaps.
Then you have the Bremner slate running 3-7, and you have the NPA running 7.
Well, because the Bremner slate has three council candidates that
already
were dropped from the NPA race already. So they could run a mayor and three or four candidates. Wow, this might have just gotten a lot more complicated and a lot more interesting.
So we'll keep following this. It's obviously a breaking and ongoing story.
Bye, folks.